What? Do you have any question? Any question?
No.
Robbie, what are we talking about? This is a good question.
Today, especially.
It's off.
Off is better, aren't we? What are we talking about? Have you paged it? By paging, what did you see? It's very interesting if you notice it. The last paragraph we read actually was about the last birdie, right? It was explaining that the killing of the cock by Abraham was so on and so on. One paragraph, right? What did he say? Nothing very special. Very simple. It's appetite and appetite and appetite, and it's dangerous. That's what it is. And he turned around and talked about something else. About it. Changed the example. He said, let me tell you this. Right at the beginning, after only a couple of lines about this cock, then suddenly he said, let me tell you that friend of you, Satan. When he was kicked out and he was supposed to come here, he went to the God and said, okay, it happened like this, now I'm going down, so please give me something. Let me have something, some advantages to make the life of these people miserable. Right? He started to explain that, okay, God gave them this, God gave them that, and step by step, he was saying, thank you very much, but it's not enough. At the end, when sexuality was presented, he said, yeah, that's it. Now I'm the winner. This was the first paragraph, right? Now look at it. Two paragraphs are the commentary. Then the third paragraph is a parable. Then another three commentaries. Means, don't look for this story anymore. This is something that you should understand from different angles. Why?
Very complex.
Because it is, because this is what your brain is using to cheat you. This is the real enemy. In our stories, we explain the enemies, the troublemakers, and blah, blah, blah. But the main one is the Satan, right? And here, you started the first one with the story of that Satan. To say that, from that story, you will learn that the major stuff is this. Because a part of it, you have no control of. When we're talking about the appetite, you cannot control it. It comes out and it puts a pressure, and that's how all the animals work. Here we want to stop something which has been working for millennia. In all animals. Right? Now here we want to kill this. Why? The complication. Because the reason of this one is the major reason of life. What is life? A living creature needs to eat to remain alive and reproduce. This is biology 101, I don't know, something like that. This is the basic, right? He said, So, we cannot cut it off really. It is needed to be there.
but you have to have control of it, on it. That is the problem. The other stuff, when we were talking about the peacock, the show off, this arrogance of the humanity, we said, cut it off. And you could really put it aside. I mean, eliminate it for good. You could be someone with no show off at all. This is what our peer is, like a mirror, right? They don't have the show off. So that birdie is easy. You could really kill it. This one, which is the last one, the first verse said, okay, appetite, 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 and it is crazy like that. The second verse had not been for the sake of procreation, we should have, because it is there, it's necessary, it's serious. So, what do you do about it? You have to know it from different angles, because that's how it works. Whatever is in our subconscious, it's working in different fields, this and that and that, and you have to study it. So today, we try to arrive to those explanations. Who is the guilty party today? The volunteer. No one? Peter?
Commentary on we created man in the best proportion, then we reduced him to the lowest of the low, and to whomsoever we grant long life, we cause him to relapse in constitution.
Means? This is the first commentary, right? We're talking about that part of biology. Is it what? First of all, pay attention that who is human being? Human being is created the best, and he could be the worst. This is how it works. When you add a tool to a system, it could be the best, it could be the worst, right? Remember, Rumi talked about this sword. He said, the sword, good use, fantastic instrument. In the hand of the bad fellow is a killer. So the tool is not important. You should understand it here. And it's in us, this duality. Because we have been given so many tools. It has started with talking and all of this, right? Okay.
The beauty personified in Adam, to which the angels bow down, is afterwards deposed like Adam. It cries, alas, after existence, non-existence. He says, thy crime is this, that thou hast lived too long. Gabriel, dragging it by the hair, leads it away, saying, begone from this paradise and from the company of the fair ones. It says, what is this abasement after exaltation? He replies, that is a gift, and this is judgment on thee.
That's him. Right. So to explain that. Okay, human being was fantastic. You remember? All the angels, they bowed to him. Except the Satan, everybody did. He was the best, right? Now, he exaggerates in that scene that you never heard of. In none of the holy books you will find this, that the Gabriel was pulling his ears and kicking me out. Get out of here, you nobody. So, to say what? To say that, okay, yes. The Adam said, what is this? I was the best, now I'm the worst. He said,
That's how it works. Because this is how it works. You are being gifted something. Then you abuse it. Then the punishment is there. Which is not the punishment. What is the name of it? Consequence. Consequence is there. Yes?
O Gabriel, thou didst bow down with thy soul. Why art thou now driving me from paradise? My robes are flying from me in tribulation, like leaves from the date palm in the season of autumn. The countenance whose splendor was moonlike becomes with old age like the back of the Libyan lizard. And the fair head and crown that once were radiant become ugly and bald at the time of eld. And the tall, proud figure, piercing the ranks like a spear point, in old age is bent double like a bow. The colour of red anemone becomes the colour of saffron. His lion-like strength becomes as the courage of women. He that used to grip a man in his arms by skill, they take hold of his arms at the time of departure. Truly, these are marks of pain and decay. Every one of them is a messenger of death.
You get it? First of all, he brought the... he changed the subject somehow. This is Gabriel. Remember, right? He asked that difficult question that, what's this? What's going on? I was the best, now I'm... He said, ha ha ha. Hold on a second. Let me explain it to you. Don't think about this blah, 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 philosophical complex of thinking and arguing. Blah, and so. Look at the life itself. How is the life? Life is accompanied by death. Always. Somehow living is running away from dying, because dying is that part of life. He said, look at it in aging. Look at the old age. What happens over there? Everything which was good when you were young, it gets back. Because everything is collapsing. This is how it